Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 123 for Friday, October 28th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $2 per ton stronger in early activity on Friday. The November contract was up $1.80 at $512 a ton. Spillover support from advances in the Chicago Board of Trade soy oil market propped up canola. Adverse harvest weather in western Canada added to the gains, with ideas that some canola crops will need to overwinter underpinning the market. However, overnight weakness in the Malaysian palm oil market limited strength ahead of the weekend. The market may also be susceptible to profit-taking. The Canadian dollar was mostly unchanged against its U.S. counterpart Friday morning. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were up 2 to 5 cents per bushel on Friday, with the November contract at 10.13. The market was pressured by favorable seeding weather in Argentina and ideas that the upcoming crop will be large. U.S. harvest progress added to the downside, as did trader positioning ahead of the weekend. However, strong export sales limited losses and could underpin the market throughout the day. Corn prices were about 1 cent per bushel weaker in early activity, with the December contract at 3.56. Corn prices were lower with spillover weakness from the soybean and crude oil markets. Losses in crude oil make blending above mandated amounts of biofuel less appealing to processors, which is bearish. Ideas that OPEC producers will not be able to agree on a production cap added to the downside. Harvest pressure and weak export sales were also bearish for corn. For wheat, prices were 1 to 4 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago December contract at $4.11 a bushel. Wheat declined with heavy global stocks, though decent export demand for U.S. wheat capped losses. Production issues in France also limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.